I'm Benjamin, I'm head of visitor services. We hear the government is foreseeing budget cuts here for Visit Brussels. We don't speak about Visit Brussels alone, we are speaking about an entire economy here, about the hotels of course, but also restaurants, cafes and the culture. Culture is so important in all the actions we are doing. Cutting in our budget is not only bad news for us, it's bad news for so many people, for little enterprises and for the entire tourism and cultural economy here in Brussels. We're feeling horrible, of course, for personal reasons, but also because we are so committed. It's not a sector or an industry like another. People here are driven by passion. They love their job, they love the people they are working with, and I'm not talking about Visit Brussels colleagues only. I'm talking about a whole ecosystem of people making Brussels live, making Brussels shine. And when we read in the political agreement for this government that they want people to be proud of Brussels, to show that Brussels is a vibrant city, then we just don't understand why they don't give us the means to let Brussels shine. What we do has concrete, real effects on the Brussels economy, on lifestyle, on culture, on the fact of having a vibrant city. Everybody is a bit bored about politics, is a bit depressed. We show here in Brussels that multiculturality can be a strong asset. I think Brussels is an example for the entire world, actually. And that is also something that we are showing. It's my staff, for instance, they are here to welcome people in Brussels, to give them advice, to inspire them, and to show them that Brussels is so much more than Mannequin Piece and the Grand Place. We are waiting for more than 600 days for a government, and when it's there, it doesn't take the time to do the things properly. Boris Delies, in his first big interview at your colleagues at Brussels, yes, said, I couldn't be less prepared. This is really worrying for us all, not only at Visit Brussels, but for the entire economy here in Brussels. The entire sector and the people we are talking with directly understand why this is so problematic. This just can't be.